Stevie Lawrence, a grade 11 student from Duncan's First Nation west of Peace River, has made a huge impact in her community. After receiving a grant from the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation worth $1,500, Stevie would go on to use that money she earned from submitting an essay that stood out for many others in the Imagine a Canada program. She would go on to build a community fridge that sits in the Victoria School of the Arts in Edmonton. Stevie says that it would have an impact to help the Indigenous population in the area.
So for the community fridge, since my school, Victoria School of the Arts, is located in the downtown Edmonton area, and that is where poverty and homelessness is very relevant in the area, I decided that a community fridge in that specific spot would massively help the community, which in Edmonton accounts for about like 50% of the homeless population in Edmonton is indigenous. So a community fridge that is there would immensely help. And especially considering the fact that food sovereignty is a huge issue for many indigenous communities, and the fact that food sovereignty and communal living with our food is something that we can choose to like reclaim for ourselves.
Stevie, however, didn't stop there, as she also went on to be an assistant director to a documentary called Remembering the Children, the Red Deer Indian Industrial School. She goes on to say that it was a very touching experience.
As for the Red Deer Indian Industrial School and the documentary, I was originally pulled in by my teachers who asked me if I was interested in helping with this film directed by Penny Gillian. It was a very like touching experience assistant directing. I mainly worked with, you know, thinking about what are we going to display to the audience? How are we going to like actually present this as like information and all of that stuff.
Stevie's grandmother, Valerie Lawrence from Duncan's First Nation, says that she is very proud of her granddaughter, and also talks about her and Stevie's other family members attending the viewing party of the documentary.
I was really overwhelmed. I was very proud of her drive, like her step towards her culture, and to make a difference. It was an opportunity for the Red Deer Residential School. She was assistant director, and she was allowed to bring her family, which we all went, and we really didn't expect to be involved at the family level, but it was very interesting and touching, because on the actual site there was like burial plots and whatnot that we were standing on, and that we were able to put tobacco down in four directions for the little ones. It was kind of overwhelming knowing we were there.
For Windspeaker Media News, I'm Daniel Barker-Tremblay.